This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Illicit trade in prescription drugs still goes on in parking lots, alleys, and on street corners. But there's another venue that's becoming more popular, and it may be inside your house. Illegal sales of prescription drugs, particularly narcotics, on the internet are booming. And federal officials are struggling to identify and prosecute the sellers. NPR's Patricia Nament reports.
Signing on.
Psychiatrist Wes Burgess sits at his computer in his office in Los Angeles.
Get my favorite search engine here, and I'm just going to search Vicodin, which I think may be one of the most widely abused prescription medications.
Vicodin is an addictive, morphine-based painkiller. To get it from a pharmacy, you need a prescription. But here, on this website, there's no requirement for a prescription or a physical exam by a doctor.
Here we go. Here's Vicodin. And it tells you something about it.
How much is it?
It's marked down to $179 from $268.50, so it's on sale. 60 tablets of the extra strength variety.
Burgess says many of his patients who were trying to get off drugs were able to maintain their habits simply by going online.
Check out. We've now been charged $179 for 60 tablets. This is asking me for my personal shipping information and, of course, my method of payment. And here's the general medical questionnaire. And this is what substitutes to some degree for a doctor's exam. It says, what's your date of birth, height, weight, gender? It says, have you had a physical examination within the last year? It asks, do you have high blood pressure?
Burgess says a questionnaire like this cannot substitute for a doctor-patient relationship. He says some of his patients bought painkillers online because they thought it was cheaper.
If they're trying to make the decisions for themselves, it's very hard to make these decisions for yourself, and they end up using too much, and then maybe it's hard for them to stop using, or maybe the pain that they've had has become exacerbated because they've used too many analgesics, and it's become a bigger pain problem. So there are lots of roads leading to abuse of these medications.
It's not just Vicodin. Dr. Burgess was able to find sites selling OxyContin, hydrocodone, morphine, and even opium, all addictive drugs. A recent study at Columbia University in New York found 157 sites selling controlled prescription drugs on the internet during 1 week in January. 90% of them required no prescription. Elizabeth Willis is chief of investigations in the Office of Diversion Control for the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Just a short while ago, I went in and did a Google search, and I put in prescription drugs for sale. And I got over 1,200,000 hits.
These hits included advertisements for drugs and websites which sell them. Willis says over the past few years, there's been an explosion of prescription drugs offered online. And she says the biggest worry is kids.
They are particularly internet savvy, and they know how to get around, maneuver around the internet. The types of different drugs they're buying, it runs the whole gamut.
Weight control drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, stimulants. But Willis says the major concern is potentially addictive, life-destroying drugs. Drug psychologist Peter Provet knows only too well. Provet heads Odyssey House, a drug treatment program with inpatient residences throughout New York.
You get on to some of these sites, you buy a few pills of OxyContin that are going to get you high for a day or two. These young folks, and certainly, are very savvy.
Provet is frustrated because he says government laws and regulations have not kept pace with technology.
It's striking and disturbing to me that our nation has regulated the advertisement of alcohol and tobacco products on television. Can't advertise them because of a concern that they're unhealthy. Well, if you get onto the internet now, you have everything from marijuana, OxyContin, ecstasy, cocaine, and heroin advertised on the internet.
DEA officials are working on new ways to identify and prosecute so-called internet pharmacies that sell prescription medications illegally. Elizabeth Willis says it's a daunting task. Perpetrators bury their trail in the internet, much like other criminals launder money.
The websites can go up and down very quickly. They can be up one day, maybe in operation for a week, and then shut down and open up under a different name. So it's a matter of trying to keep up with their activity and then be able to identify far enough down to get the actual participants and the main players in these activities.
Willis says a website offering medication could simply be an individual sitting at home in Mexico, the Philippines, or India, taking the order online and then walking down the street to get the prescription filled from a local pharmacy. And after they ship it out, Willis says there's no guarantee it's safe or effective.
Drugs have been found coming in that are expired by a number of years, not just a few months. There have been drugs that have been found that are super potent, meaning that they have more active ingredient than they are supposed to. Some that are subpotent, meaning they have less active ingredient. There are some drugs that have been found to have absolutely no active ingredients, so it's basically a placebo. These are considered counterfeit, and you just don't know where these drugs are being manufactured. You don't know what's inside of the drugs. You don't know how they're being stored, and you don't know how they're being shipped.
And maybe not shipped at all. Federal officials say thousands of dollars have been wasted on medications that were never delivered. Willis says a surprising number of consumers have actually called the DEA, complaining they bought prescription medications on the internet and the seller took the money and ran. There's not much the DEA can do about that. Buying prescription medications without an actual doctor's prescription is illegal. So far, the DEA has investigated a number of pharmacies and physicians. There's no plan right now to investigate or prosecute buyers, but DEA officials aren't ruling that out in the future. Patricia Nament, NPR News, Los Angeles.